This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russian doctors say gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny will be flown to Germany for medical attention. This after the activist politician's allies charged Russian authorities with deliberately trying to stop his evacuation, putting his life at further risk. Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption, collapsed in a plane yesterday after drinking tea that supporters say was probably spiked with poison. According to Reuters, German doctors flew in to evacuate the 44-year-old Navalny at the request of his wife and others, who said they feared Russia would try to cover up clues on how he fell ill and said the hospital treating Navalny was badly equipped. Political tensions continue in Belarus as opposition political leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya today called on her backers to intensify their factory strikes across the country to force a new presidential election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing unrest. Vladimir Putin is said to believe Lukashenko will weather the political storm with his regime intact. Mali's military junta has reportedly released two senior government officials detained during the coup against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. This as a UN human rights delegation met overnight with the ousted leader. There's been no word from Keïta since Tuesday, when he dissolved parliament, then resigned after being detained at gunpoint, deepening the crisis facing a country already struggling to fend off an Islamist militant insurgency. The release of Mali's finance minister and the president's private secretary came as junta leaders held discussions with political figures about setting up a transitional governing authority. Reuters reports that despite all this, the streets of the capital, Bamako, today are calm for the third straight day. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic Party nomination for president, promising to unite the nation and be what he called an ally of the light. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the coronavirus pandemic, Biden said, quote, "If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake," he said, "united we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Next week, the Republican Party will renominate President Trump. That convention, too, will be a shadow of what once was planned given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost more than 174,000 lives to COVID, with a case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit countries, Brazil, Mexico, and India, between them, have recorded more than 250,000 lives lost, their combined cases almost 6 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million infections, and a death toll of more than 794,000. South Korean officials are warning that a cluster of COVID cases in Seoul is threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases, the highest daily count since early March. In Morocco, King Mohammed VI said his country could return to a complete coronavirus lockdown as cases continue to spike. The warning came as a jump in infections has hit the once bustling tourist hub of Marrakesh, where strained health services have led to protests by medical staff in recent days. New cases nationally in Morocco have surged to more than 1,000 a day since the country lifted a strict three-month-long lockdown in late June. Morocco has recorded almost 48,000 virus cases and 775 deaths. Reuters is reporting that a top U.S. health regulator who will help decide the fate of a coronavirus vaccine has vowed to resign if the Trump administration approves a vaccine before it is shown to be safe and effective. Peter Marks, director of the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, says the FDA would be guided by science alone and added, quote, "I could not stand by and see something that was unsafe or ineffective being put through," unquote. Somali pirates have released three Iranian hostages held for 5 years, as conflicting reports emerged whether another ship had been seized after a three-year hiatus in hijackings. The three Iranians are the last of the crew of a fishing vessel, which was captured by pirates in March of 2015. More news online at voanews.com. There is also, for your listening convenience, an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.